heart disease isn't inevitable. It's a foodborne illness we bring upon ourselves. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn discovered this truth after years as a top Cleveland Clinic surgeon, where he performed countless operations only to realize he was merely treating symptoms, not causes. The breakthrough came when he connected global patterns. Populations eating traditional plant-based diets rarely suffered heart attacks, while those adopting Western diets quickly developed arterial disease. The evidence was everywhere, from rural China to Central Africa to the highlands of Papua New Guinea. Perhaps most striking were autopsies of young American soldiers killed in Vietnam, already showing early arterial damage in their 20s, while their Asian counterparts had pristine blood vessels. This wasn't genetics, it was lifestyle. What if the solution wasn't in the operating room, but in the kitchen? This question led Dr. Esselstyn to conduct a 20-year study where patients deemed terminal by conventional medicine saw their arterial blockages dissolve by embracing a plant-based, oil-free diet. The results were so compelling that former President Bill Clinton cited Esselstyn's work as instrumental in his own health transformation after heart surgery. The simplicity is revolutionary. No expensive medications or surgical interventions, just food as medicine. Your arteries are like highways with endothelial cells that produce nitric oxide, keeping them flexible and plaque-free. When we eat animal products and oils, our blood becomes harmful, damaging these vital cells. These aren't just passive tubes, but active tissues protecting arterial health. A single fatty meal can impair endothelial function for hours, reducing blood flow by up to 50%, explaining post-meal chest pain. Over time, this damage leads to plaque formation and narrowed arteries. Surprisingly, heart attacks often stem from smaller, unstable plaques rather than major blockages, which is why they can occur even after passing stress tests. While average American cholesterol levels hover around 200 milligrams per deciliter, populations with little heart disease maintain levels below 150 milligrams per deciliter, primarily through plant-based, unprocessed diets. Every meal choice either promotes or prevents heart disease. There's no middle ground for arterial health. In the early 1980s, Dr. Esselstyn recruited patients with advanced coronary disease who'd exhausted conventional treatment options. The intervention was remarkably simple: a strict plant-based diet eliminating all animal products, oils, refined grains, and nuts, while focusing on vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and legumes. The goal was to reduce total cholesterol below 150 milligrams per deciliter. The results were extraordinary. Among patients who strictly followed the program, 99.4% avoided cardiac events over the next 12 years, and follow-up angiograms revealed reversal of arterial blockages. The body, given proper nutrition, demonstrated remarkable healing capacity. Two cases exemplify the program's success. Joe Crow, Cleveland Clinic's head of breast cancer surgery, whose severe angina vanished within months, allowing him to remain active for the next two decades, and Anthony Yen, who survived 15 years beyond his terminal prognosis, traveling and enjoying life. These transformations proved that heart disease could be effectively reversed through dietary intervention. Everything in moderation might be the most dangerous dietary advice ever given for heart disease. Most heart-healthy diets recommend reducing fat to 25-30% of calories, but research shows this merely slows disease progression. It doesn't stop or reverse it. Even the widely praised Mediterranean diet, while better than the standard American diet, doesn't go far enough to eliminate heart disease. Why? Because even good fats like olive oil impair endothelial function. A Cleveland Clinic study showed that a single high-fat Mediterranean meal reduced blood flow by 31% within hours. As Dr. Esselstyn puts it, some protection is not protection. This explains why so many low-fat intervention studies show disappointing results. They're not actually low enough in fat to make a difference. Think of it this way. if you were trying to quit smoking, would you aim to cut down to half a pack a day, or would you quit entirely? With heart disease, moderation is like cutting down to half a pack. Better than nothing, but it won't solve the problem. The evidence is clear. Only a truly plant-based diet with minimal fat can stop and reverse heart disease. Anything less is a compromise that puts lives at risk. Adopting this approach isn't about willpower, it's about understanding. Once you grasp that certain foods are literally destroying your arteries while others are healing them, the choice becomes obvious. The program eliminates all animal products, all oils, including olive and canola, refined grains, nuts, and excessive sugar. Instead, it emphasizes leafy greens, colorful vegetables, legumes, whole grains, and limited fruit. This isn't about deprivation, it's about abundance. The variety of plant foods is vast, and the flavors become rich and satisfying once your palate adjusts. Many patients report that their taste preferences actually change within weeks, with cravings for fatty foods diminishing significantly. For those on medications, particularly statins, don't stop them abruptly. Work with your physician to monitor your progress. As cholesterol levels drop and health improves, medication needs often decrease. A few supplements are recommended. Vitamin B12, not found in plant foods, vitamin D3, especially for those in northern climates, and omega-3 fatty acids from flaxseeds or chia seeds. The most important factor for success is total commitment. Any deviation can trigger a cascade of endothelial damage. As Dr. Esselstyn puts it, this isn't like quitting smoking, where a single cigarette won't completely reverse your progress. A single high-fat meal can damage endothelial cells for hours. This dietary approach extends beyond heart health, protecting cerebral arteries from stroke and dementia while improving mental clarity. Many men experience enhanced sexual function as their arteries heal, since erectile dysfunction often signals underlying cardiovascular issues. Type 2 diabetes frequently improves or resolves, with patients reducing medication needs within weeks. Autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus often improve when inflammatory animal products and oils are eliminated. Studies show these dietary patterns also reduce cancer risk. Patients report remarkable increases in energy and vitality, like William Morris, who resumed normal activities after a stroke through this program. The changes don't just extend life, they enhance its quality. One of the biggest misconceptions about plant-based eating is that it's bland. The key is to view it as an adventure, focusing on the variety of foods you're adding rather than what you're eliminating. Breakfast options include berry-topped oatmeal, savory bowls with spinach and mushrooms, or whole-grain buckwheat pancakes with fresh fruit. Lunch typically features hearty salads combining colorful vegetables, beans, and whole grains dressed with flavorful bean and herb vinaigrettes. Dinner might include vegetable stews, stir fries over brown rice, or pasta with roasted tomato sauce. Protein-rich dishes like black bean burgers, lentil loaf, and chickpea curries provide satisfaction and nutrition. Even desserts are possible, with fruit cobblers and tofu-based chocolate mousse offering healthy alternatives. The adjustment to these natural flavors typically takes 3 months. Once taste buds adapt, whole foods become more vibrant and satisfying, while previously favored processed foods often lose their appeal.